Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560 with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. We want to thank you so much for joining us. We have had a blast this morning out here at Phoenix Weaponry in Longmont. There's still time. The event's going to be going till 9 p.m. Aaron, I don't know what you were thinking with that schedule, but the event's going to be going on till 9 o'clock. We are going to be here from 1 to 2, and a few more hot dogs and brats and hamburgers left, and a lot of great prizes. And I tell you, folks, this is a first prize, and it's going to be a drawing. It's for a $2,000 AR-15. You can come in and see the exact weapon that you may win. And the second prize is going to be a Cerakote job that has a $300 value. And Aaron's got his T-shirts on sale, hats, a bunch of cool things. But I'm telling you, to come up here and go through the back end of the shop, so to speak, and see the machinery and just see all the precision that Phoenix Weaponry has to offer. So, first of all, welcome my co-host and partner, Red Merrill. Red, how are you?
I'm doing good, Scott, and boy, it is good to be here today. We've had a ton of people already show up and take the tour, and they got free hot dogs, hamburgers, and bratwurst and stuff, and boy, it's a great time to come down.
It sure has been. We've also got Alan Stack with us from Stack Optical. Alan,
hello,
thanks
Scott.
For joining us.
Thank you.
I think you just come with my luggage every time we do a remote. Every time we come,
sure is
here.
A lot of fun.
And
really
it's great to have you. Well, let's talk to Aaron Case because he's got people he's got to talk to, so I don't want to tie him up too long. But, Aaron, first of all, thank you so much for having us out today, and it's been a great morning with Drive Radio along with Sportsman of Colorado. And, man, we've had a ton of people out here.
It's been pretty crazy. We're having a good turnout. Glad you guys were able to make it.
Now tell us about the money that you're collecting for the cause.
This is for Mighty Miss Meg's. A little girl ended up in a wheelchair. Family's having a hard time getting a little addition put on their house that's wheelchair accessible, so we're trying to collect a little money for them, help them out. Nice people. You know, it's not like it's going through some big organization where somebody's going to take their cut for administrative fees. People are throwing cash in a box. We're going to take it over to First Bank and call it good.
Good.
Do what we can when we can.
And you know what? I'm going to take a look at a couple of the areas with construction, and I'll get with some of our Haystack Help partners. I know Tori Cosgrove with Lakewood Plumbing would be glad to help us with some things. So be sure and remind me after the show, and we'll get together on that. So for those that haven't heard you on the show before, tell us a little bit about Phoenix Weaponry.
Well, we're a very, very small custom weapons shop. We build what you need for the job that you want to do with it.
Yeah, and you are actually gaining a lot of business and about to outgrow this building.
We outgrew it, a while ago. I've got 10 guys squeezed in there during the week. The air conditioner won't keep up. We're running about 105, 110 degrees in there. We got machines shutting down, and we're over full. So It's getting kind of tight.
Now, how much of the weapon do you make from scratch?
Right now, what we're making is the upper and lower, the trigger. And that's pretty much it so far. On tap is going to be our own free float tube, our own stocks, and hopefully eventually our own bolt carry groups and in more of the internals. But right now we're just doing the uppers, lowers, and I guess we have our own suppressors, compensators, things like that as well.
And folks, you need to come out and take a tour of their store. They have got some humongous tooling machines and everything that they use. And I'm telling you, Phoenix Weaponry is going to be one of the major players before too long. They're already growing so fast that they're looking at buildings next door and stuff to go into. But if you want a custom-made weapon, I mean the finest available, you need to come see Aaron Casey.
Red, you had to dig back in your big Texas dictionary to get humongous, didn't you? Now, see, I knew exactly what you meant. Humongous? Yeah.
Well, that's the deer. We're talking about deer in Texas.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Humongous bucks.
Now, Aaron, I've had a lot of people. I brought my 308 that you made me.
Yeah.
In layman terms for us, tell us what I've got there.
What we built for you was a nice hunting rifle. So we try to make her lightweight, accurate, and then put a small enough scope on it that it's not getting in the way of your backpack or anything else. But what we wanted to build you is something for about 300 to 600 yards, something you can go out, reach out there and touch something, strip down, go fast.
Right.
You know, when you get up as old as Scott is, you can't even see out 600 yards.
That's why the scope's on there.
Okay, got a scope.
Wow. I cannot even believe that came from Red. Yeah. No, it's awesome. And let me tell you, that sucker, I'll use my Texas term, that sucker is accurate.
That's what we do.
I mean, it is awesome, and I love it. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We are coming to you live from Phoenix Weaponry. We're out at 1840 Skyway Drive in Longmont. It's just exit off I-25, the Longmont exit, Highway 119. Hang a left, come west. We're just about a little over a mile, and it'll be over on your left, pretty easy to find. And if you can't make it out today, come by and see them. They are open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5:30, Saturday and Sunday by appointment. You can check out their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Their number is 720-340-2496. Now, let's talk about suppressors, and the silencers is what I like to call them, because that's what sounds way much better. So let's tell a little bit about that, and then what's involved in getting one today.
Well, we build all of our own suppressors in-house. We want you to take them apart. We want you to clean them. They're to help with the recoil, to drop the noise off of them, off your pistols. So, you know, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make nice, dependable, additions to your weapon. So we help you with all your paperwork. We fill out your Form 4 with you, show you what you need to mail off to the ATF. We try to walk you through the entire process.
Okay, Aaron, from start to finish, how long does it take before you get your license to have that suppressor?
About 6 months.
About 6 months. And it's just a one-time fee, isn't it?
Yep, one-time fee per item.
Per item. And how much is that fee?
That's $200, $200 tax stamp.
Yeah. And how much does the suppressor actually suppress the decibels?
22. It's just silent. You don't. It's almost movie quiet. 9 millimeters. Most air nailers are louder than that is. 223. You're down to like 22 mini mag. We were shooting a 338 Lapua with a suppressor on it a couple weeks ago. It was down about a 22 long rifle sound.
Wow. Man, that's great.
So, Alan, you took Alan Stack Optical joins us. Now Alan will be on our next segment here. But, Alan, you took kind of a tour back there.
What were your thoughts? That was impressive with the lathes and the CNC machines. And I'm pretty familiar with lathes. I've been working on them since I was a kid. And that was very impressive back there. And I got to talk to a couple of your gentlemen back there that are just very well informed. Learned a lot.
That machinery back there alone is very impressive,
yes,
isn't it?
Very much so.
Appreciate that.
So now let's talk about what can people get into a decent AR for at the beginning, and then, of course, we can go up to whatever they want to spend. But what can someone walk in the door and get something pretty decent for?
We start people out at probably around $960, get you a good base. And what it does, too, is it doesn't give you anything extra. And so then you can turn the rifle into what you want it to do. So we start out with a real stripped down, real plain, and until you figure out what you want the rifle to do, then we can start changing it, modifying it to get to where whatever competition you decide you like, or if you want to go hunting or anything else. But about $960 gets you started.
Hey, you know, the AR is such a great platform because you can use it for so many different applications. You know, you can use it for hunting, you can use it for target shooting, you can use it for competition, and you can use it for that what if it ever happens.
Absolutely.
You
know? Right now, there's a lot of people using the 300 Blackout suppressed on the AR platform in about a 9-inch barrel. They're real compact, good for home defense, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Again, we're at Phoenix Weaponry, 1840 Skyway Drive in Longmont. Their number is 720-340-2496 if you can't make it out here today. And if you come out, be sure and pick up one of our resource guides from Sportsman of Colorado. But I haven't asked Aaron this, so he'll either slug me or he'll say yes here in a minute. But in our resource guide is a 10% off coupon for a custom weapon. If you'll come in and mention you heard him on the show today, I'm sure he'd be happy to extend that discount.
We'll all take care of you, Scott.
All right, that's great.
And Aaron, tell us right quick about the free gun giveaway today.
So what we built is what we call Lexi. She's a burnt bronze, real lightweight, all high-end parts on it. We used it as kind of a showpiece when we first started to show people what we were able to make. And we're you know, going to give her away, try to drag some people in here so they can win a free rifle and donate some money to Mighty Miss Mags.
So everyone that comes in today and signs up,
yep,
they get a ticket, and are you going to draw the winner today?
No, we're going to run all the way to 9 o'clock, and so we're going to draw it on Monday. And we'll post it up on Facebook. Somebody will come in, get their picture taken. We'll walk them through their background check, get them done.
And I tell you what, if you'll call me on Monday on Haystack Help Radio,
yeah,
we'll take a couple of minutes and announce so everyone cool knows the winner and,
yeah,
and all that. So that'll be good. Our lines are open, 303-477-5600. If we can help you in any way, you have any questions, a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking with Alan Stack when we come back, Stack Optical, and about the Stack Sport Pack. And also then Red and I are going to just kind of open lines for a few minutes just to talk about the conservation of hunting and all the different things that are going on with this Lions, Cecil, Cecil, whatever his name was. Mateo, we've gotten a lot of hate mail just doing our radio show. So it's been kind of unique. But and then also we have an interview that I had to tape earlier this week with a new sponsor, and it's called Hunt the Racket. And we are very, very excited about this partnership. This gives us a partner in the Nebraska area for pheasant hunting, deer hunting, turkey hunting, and it is awesome. So you're going to enjoy that. That's going to happen right after our break at 1:30. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We'll be right back.
Tired of going into a gun shop after hearing an ad only to find they have only a few guns and no ammo? Get into the zone, the Reloading Zone. From handguns to ARs, the Reloading Zone has it all. Need to get your concealed carry permit? Reloading Zone has a few openings this month. Call now, 303-431-GUNS. That's 303-431-4867. Check out their website, thereloadingzone.com. Get into the zone. The Reloading Zone.
Hi, Dan Johnson, General Manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And if you're trying to sell your car or truck, be careful of online advertising. There's lots of scammers and criminals that make their living on the internet. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet will pay top dollar for your used vehicle in just 15 minutes, and the money is good. On the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of FleshLaw.com. FleshLaw will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries. Call 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Get the money you need. FleshLaw. The trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
John Rush during the Afternoon Rush, weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Back, you're listening to Sports from Colorado. My name is Scott Watney, along with my partner Red Merrill. We've got Aaron Casey here, owner of Phoenix Weaponry, Alan Stack. We've got a great show for the rest of the show for you, so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Come register for the free AR. Again, that's a $2,000 value. Second prize, Cerakote job valued at $300. We've got Dale on the line. Dale, you're on Sports from Colorado. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, good. You trying to find us?
Yeah, I was just checking to see where you was at. I know the area pretty good, but I don't know Skyview Drive, and I can't really see it off of 119.
You found County Road 3.5?
3.5, okay.
Yeah, there's that light there by the Mazda dealer. You turn south there, and it'll dead right into Skyway Drive, and then follow that towards the east, and we're at the top of the curve down there by the old post office sorting plant.
Okay, that's easy enough. Thank you very much.
All right, good. We'll see you in a minute. Come say hello when you get here.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dale. All right, Alan, let's talk about the Stack Sport Pack a little bit.
Yeah, I've been talking about that all day here. You know, it's a neat system. I'm able. It's a neat system that I can interchange lenses. I can design it for whatever your competition is or your hunting situation is. You interchange the lenses. It's adjustable in the field. I come up with a couple of my own design on lenses where we use a transition brown lens that starts off pretty clear and goes brown. Well, I've added a shooter's yellow to it, so it works really well indoors, but it doesn't affect the changeability of the lens. We also put upside down bifocals in there, so that it works really well with iron sights and pistols. And then it's adjustable, so you can pinch it in and it'll lift up, and then you can use that same lens to look through a scope, which will have your distance correction in there. It's just a very versatile system.
Right. Now I notice you've had a few people come up to you, and they've had specific eye issues, we'll call it.
Yeah, we've talked about archery and pistol shooting, scopes, iron sights. We've talked about a lot today.
Right. Yeah. Now, one gentleman, he was actually along with John and Drive Radio that was sitting over here, he had 20/60 in one eye?
Yeah, well,
he
had cataract surgery. I think that's the one you were talking about.
Okay.
And he had one eye set for distance, one eye set. That has a lot of challenges. And those we need really sit down and figure out exactly what he's doing and make the proper corrections. But there isn't one out there I haven't been able to do something with.
Right. Again, this is Alan Stack, Stack Optical, and just a great, great company. They've been doing this many, many years, and truly family-owned and operated. And Alan was actually on our Haystack Help Show yesterday, and you know, a lot of times people can throw that up there, but actually we're two businesses. Phoenix Weaponry is family-owned and operated, Stack Optical is, and it's your one-stop shop, really, for all your eyewear needs. They can do repairs. Of course, he can do the regular glasses, and we focus a lot on the hunting glasses, shooting glasses. But it's really the Stack Sport Pack is really designed just for that outdoor person. So whether it be golf, biking, whatever, this is something that could be a great need. And, Alan, we talked a little bit about it yesterday on Haystack Help, but walk us through a little bit about the different color of lenses and what their purpose is.
Oh, very good. Yeah, your gray lens is usually your best for driving. And you can get those polarized, and that takes the glare off things. That's usually the type of lens that won't change colors. Now, when we're talking about golfing or hunting, brown works better because what it'll do is it'll open up the shadows. So, you know, a gray lens will darken shadows, but a brown will actually cut through the shadows. Where that really helps is in hunting, where you're scoping the side of a ridge, you want to be able to see into those shadows, and that brown lens helps with it. On the other hand, let's say you're golfing. You know, that ball goes into the shadows. If you have a gray lens on, it's just going to darken those shadows, where the brown will actually allow you to cut through it. And when people talk about high definition lenses, that's what it is. We're blocking out the blue light that doesn't focus well on the retina.
Right.
So a brown lens filters that, allows us to have that higher definition.
Right. Now, the type lenses that Red has on his hat, what would that type of lens be mainly for?
Yeah, an orange lens.
Would that be mainly for old people? That's why Red has it?
Well, I do a lot of oranges for macular degeneration.
Yeah.
But no, that orange is doing the same thing. It allows more light in, but it does block out the blue light. Again, if we can block that, that's what gives us our higher definition, our higher clarity.
Right, because Red, you love that color of lens.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it enables me, to see really well when we're out hunting. I wear them all the time because mm-hmm. they just make your eyes relax so well. But, you know, when we go out to Kiowa Creek and go hunting out there, I love wearing them out there because it just allows you the clarity and you can see the birds fly and it doesn't interfere with your vision. I really like this color.
Stack Optical, 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. I'll try to make this non-complicated. $69 will get you an eye exam. If you call and mention Sportsman of Colorado, you'll get that eye exam for $69. If you decide to make an eyewear purchase, whether that be regular glasses or with the Stack Sport Pack, Allen will then take $50 out of that $69 that you spent and apply that toward your eyewear purchase. So absolutely a great value, and you get a great, thorough appointment. I've had it, and the doc really spent great time. This isn't just one of these, real quick 5-minute checks. I mean, the doctor does a great, great job, and I think you'll be very, very well pleased. And I love my progressive lenses. And, Alan, talk about maybe just for a minute here the regular type glasses that you can make and what the progressive lenses has really brought to the market today.
Yeah, they've really changed, and now we're using the again, it's another word, high definition. But, you know, when the doc does his refraction, he's doing it with a phoropter that's perpendicular to the eye. Well, we don't wear our glasses that way. We wear our glasses with a slight tilt. Well, through computers, we're actually able to compensate that prescription to make it the lens work so much better for you, allowing a much better intermediate, much better reading, and a much cleaner distance. So it's just a newer technology, and it's working really well.
And so, Red, tell us what, man, today it's been awesome out here at Phoenix Weaponry.
It has been.
And you've been able to visit with a few people.
I've visited with a lot of people, and I'm telling you, this Phoenix Weaponry is such a great place because he's got a wide variety of guns. My favorite that I'm hoping to have him make for me is a pistol AR, and with a little short barrel and doesn't have a stock on it. And, it's a cool looking little weapon. But he makes all kinds of different AR platforms, and then the coatings and stuff on them. And it's just a great place to come because it's like a candy store for a kid. You know, everything you see you want.
Right. And,
but it's a fantastic store, and they do the great thing about Aaron and Phoenix Weaponry is that they make a super quality weapon.
Right.
And that's what you want. At any price, you want the best weapon you can afford.
Absolutely.
Especially one that has the utility that the AR has, and the different platforms that you can use it for in hunting and target shooting and competition shooting, and then that what if situation that comes up, you just can't hardly find a better weapon than they are.
Absolutely. We are coming to you live from Phoenix Weaponry. We're at 1840 Skyway Drive in Longmont, just right off Highway 119. You'll go west just a little over a mile, and I think Aaron said that was County Road 3.5, and you'll come up to the left here and just look for the crowd and the smell of the grill, and you'll be fine. Very impromptu. Nate, throw on your headset there, and we're going to talk with you a little bit before our break here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. Now, I know we've been corresponding a little bit on Facebook.
Yes.
You're an attorney. You deal a lot with these wildlife issues and
yes,
the hate emails and hate text and all that. What have you been hearing all of this since this lion killing?
Well, specializing in wildlife import and working with hunters, this is nothing new. When the first little outrage article came up about Cecil, I could just tell this was really, really going to jump the shark in terms of what people do when they see this kind of thing and how they respond to it. From the very, very beginning, it has been nothing but speculation and just ridiculous statements made by people. They've acted as if the skinning and decapitation of an animal was something different and new, when I think I've done that on every single animal I've killed.
Right.
I think that's kind of the point. It's just been absolutely crazy. You know, as soon as it started, I said, "Hey, Scott, check this out. Look at it." And you responded within, I think, an hour with your first hate email.
Right.
The first hate post against Scott Whatley for daring to defend anybody who would engage in hunting, shooting, or their Second Amendment rights.
Right. Now, again, it's easy to say what should our response be, if any, to, in public forum like that. My wife always tells me you're always on stage, so I always try to put that in mind. But when you say you want to educate people, that automatically offends them because they're acting like they're uneducated. And you know what? They are on that point. I would just about guarantee you all of the people writing these emails have never been to Africa. You know, they've never hunted. They've never seen the respect that's actually given to the animals over there. They've never seen how much the money does for the economy, how much it does for the people. I mean, I was just telling Red this morning, I was talking to a company, and their average PH over there, which is a professional hunter, make somewhere between $60 and $85 a day, and they put in 12-hour days. So when we go over there and hunt with them, and we tip them maybe $100 a day, do you realize what they just did for that guy's family? You know? But getting back to my point, and we only got a couple of minutes here, but how should we respond to emails, or as professionals and just as, you know, Christian people, and we want to handle things right, what should we do?
Short story, short answer, I guess, is that you shouldn't.
I knew you were going to say that. I hate that answer. Yeah.
There's your free legal advice for the day, is do not respond. Like you posted, like we saw yesterday, Dallas Safari Club reported a threat that I thought looked credible and looked absolutely terrifying. And I use that word deliberately, implying terrorist threats. They reported it to law enforcement and to Facebook. Facebook responded that they did not find the comment by someone who was ostensibly over in a Middle Eastern country, that they said they were going to bring an AK-47 or AR-15 and a grenade to the front door of Dallas Safari Club and take care of everyone in the building. Facebook didn't find that offensive. I found it offensive. I found it terrifying. But I think if it comes to the right prosecutor or investigator within the Texas judicial system, it should be handled accordingly. Supreme Court's made it a little more difficult to convict on terroristic threats, but hopefully it will do something. Now, the education point, I'll say I don't bother with my litmus test for looking at an article or a post by someone is if they refer to an elephant, lion, or giraffe as endangered. They're not at all. So, I mean, even you saw New York Times articles referencing these endangered animals, and they're not. You know, that's a list that's regulated by the United States Fish and Wildlife Service underneath the Endangered Species Act of 1973. It's there in plain English. You can go look at it. You can see what species are endangered, threatened, recovery, whatever. And lions, African lions, African elephants, and giraffes are not listed.
That's correct.
What's your contact information if somebody wants to call you if they've got a wildlife problem or issue?
If you've got any sort of questions, I give out my personal number. My number is 407-761-4262. I've moved around a lot, so that forgive the foreign area code, but that's my cell phone number. That's the best way to get in touch with me. That's the same number my mom has for me, so
okay,
the best way.
We're good. Well, Nate, thank you so much, and appreciate you coming
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Great to see you.
I got to get inside and see what I need to buy.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. You're listening to Sports from Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill. We still got Alan Stack here. When we come back, we're going to go to the previous interview I had, Hunt the Racket. And this is a new sponsor for us. Hope you'll enjoy the interview, and we'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. 2273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Again, thanks for joining us. Hope everyone is having a great day. And I tell you, I am so excited to introduce a new partner with our show. And it's so hard to find good quality places to go out and hunt. And when you do, you want to make sure you get some birds, you get some animals. And I tell you, I met these gentlemen here recently and just automatically hit it off, and I can't wait to get out there and do a little hunting myself. But let me introduce Stan Baker. He is the owner of Hunt the Racket. So, Stan, how are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Well, I tell you, I'm so excited about our partnership and looking forward to seeing what the rest of 2015 and 2016 is going to bring for us as a partnership with you. So, first of all, let's start a little bit with your background and what led you into this path of starting this.
Well, I started my work career as a Denver police officer back in 1971 and left the police department in 1980 to enter the business world. And by doing that, was able to build my own businesses in the financial industry.
Okay.
And then we sold in 1996. So from there, I didn't know what to do with myself, so I decided to go into ranching. And by entering ranching, I fell in love with the Nebraska sandhills.
Mm.
And from there, we decided to do a hunting enterprise. And being a hunter most of my life, I decided to create something that, you know, to be quite honest with you, I've been going pheasant hunting for a long time, and we'd drive around Kansas and maybe get three birds all day. Well, I wanted to create something where the average pheasant hunter could come out and absolutely have some fun.
Well, that sounds great. Hunt the Racket. You can check out the website, HuntTheRacket.com. Again, you're going to be hearing a lot from these folks with us. We're going to be doing something for all the rest of the year and then into 2016 together. And this is something that you won't find in a lot of places, really, where you can do pheasant, deer, turkey, antelope, you name it, they can do it. They've got some corporate things that are available, and I'm telling you, we'll get into some packages here they've got here in just a minute, but just some terrific things. How about sharp-tail grouse hunt? How about that? ATV tour hunts, two-hour kids fun hunt. We can get you fixed up now at Hunt the Racket. Now, you know, when you do something like this, if you're like me, I checked around at all the different outdoor shows around the states and tried to figure out, you know, looking at websites, trying to figure out, you know, how they were doing things. To take on something like this, it isn't cheap for you to do. So you want to do something probably different and yet still have your own flavor to it, but yet there are some successful places out there to go check out, right?
Exactly. We call that in the business world an unfair advantage. And our unfair advantage in the hunting world is not only can we do a day hunt from Denver, but we have the luxury of also doing a event hunt or destination hunt.
Okay.
So we can offer that. We also offer as you mentioned, kids fun hunts, and we really encourage the family to get involved. We believe that when you come to racket.com, you are going to get a tremendous amount of shooting and a lot of birds.
It sounds like it. And reading this, it just makes me want to be out there right now when I'm seeing 200 birds, 300 birds, 400 birds. And, you know, looking at the brochure, tell us a little bit about the lodging.
We're a little different in that world in that we want to not quite be a lodge and not be a bed and breakfast. So okay. We've got very upscale facilities, yet what you want to do when you walk in is put your feet up. So we have built it for that purpose, so people can come in and feel at home, yet know that they're in a very quality atmosphere and a good quality hunt.
Okay. And I guess kind of people can do what they want to do as far as, you know, if they've got a big group. Well, let's talk about that. How many can you hold there?
We try to limit it to 8.
Okay.
We can go up to 12.
Okay. But if they like each other a lot, you can take 12, huh?
Exactly. And we encourage corporate, you know, if you've got a business and you want to bring your top 4 or 5 people.
Right.
We encourage that. So we've got 2 cabins. We also have the lodge facility and excellent chef, good food, and a lot of birds.
All right. Again, this is Hunt the Racket. For more information, you can call 303-680-2462. That's 303-680-2462. Now, let's talk about some memberships and what's available there and how you kind of came to being different a little bit there, too.
Right. What we wanted to do is we have a first-time membership, what we call our charter membership. We have the availability of 4 memberships. We will offer that at $375 per year. Wow. If you sign up now, that price stays the same forever. Obviously, with all the hunting and the variety of hunts that we do, that price will probably increase.
Well, sure. Yeah. But that's a great $375. What can you do for that? If you're going to go to South Dakota or something like that, you think about what you're going to spend in gas, time, maybe get 3 birds a day. See, I've never done that because I don't want to do that.
Exactly.
I mean, I want to shoot birds, you know?
We have a European shoot drive that is just incredible. We can structure it for corporations up to 1,000 birds for 8 people. Wow. It's high density, high volume. It's just an incredible shoot where at the end of the day, you're looking at me saying, uncle, that's enough.
Mar, I need to shoot left-handed, right? Now, you know, probably in studying this too, pheasants are great birds, you know, but we've all been some different places where you feel like you got to reach down there and pick them up and throw them to get them to fly. So talk a little bit about what you've learned over the years of putting this together about pheasant.
Yes, and we spend a lot of money and time doing this. We've searched a lot of pheasant. We have wild birds, and then we augment the wild birds with regular birds, or pen-raised birds, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Those birds, the genetics of those birds are incredible. They actually started in the fields. The person who hatches those birds actually gets the eggs from the fields and incubates them. And he raises over 750,000 pheasant a year. It's an incredible venture that he's done. And those birds are not raised on corn. A lot of people think that, you know, they want a big-breasted bird. We want a athlete. We want something that is wild. When we release it into the wild, it will act as a wild bird. In fact, a lot of our birds are wilder than the wild birds. They really are hot when they get up.
Yeah, there's nothing cooler than hearing that sound, them flying, cackling. I mean, that is something that just everybody's got to hear. It's awesome.
Exactly.
Now, another cool thing I think you do is the European hunts. Let's talk about how you orchestrate those.
Yes, a European hunt was initially started in England as a state shoot. And what we do is we will have birds, we will have hunters positioned in what they call pegs. And so those are two-man stations. And there will be either 300, 400, 500, or 1,000 bird flush. And they are, when those birds come off our hills in the sand hills, they're very hot. They're flying at about 45 miles an hour. A lot of them reach distances of 60 to 80 yards. So it's a lot of shooting, a lot of fun. It's a social event that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll break in the middle of the hunt and actually have refreshments. And, of course, that's where all the talk goes on.
Sure, sure. All the stories, yeah. Okay.
and people are making fun of the birds that got away.
Exactly. You know?
Then we'll resume the hunt. After the hunt, we go down to what is known as the King's Feast. And we will feed the hunters. And at the time they're being fed, we will go ahead and process the birds so that when they're done at the end of the day, they just grab their bag that is already processed, and they're off and running.
We're talking to Stan Baker. He is the owner of Hunt the Racket. For more information, visit their website, hunttheracket.com. Their number is 303-680-2462, 303-680-2462. Now, you were also telling me this morning a little bit about a cool thrower that you've got.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
You know, in educating the people on the European drives, we actually bought a machine from England which emulates the European drive. It'll throw up to 100 clay pigeons in 60 seconds. So what we'll do is give them instructions before we go out and line people up and give them the shooting instructions and release the clay pigeons, and they can get used to those type of shots so that when they go out, they're not taken aback.
Wow, absolutely. Well, I tell you, I'm really excited about this. And again, this is going to be a terrific partnership for both of us. And I tell you what, for all of our listeners, whether you're listening in Wyoming, Nebraska, Kansas, I'm telling you, this is a place you need to check out. HuntTheRacket.com, 303-680-2462. When you call, mention Sportsman of Colorado. We're going to work on specific packages that we can offer for some specials. But I promise you, if you'll call now, want to get in on these early memberships, $375. What can you do for that as a membership to get all the benefits? And in future shows, we'll be going over all the benefits of membership and all the things they have to offer there. But Stan, thanks so much. And again, thank you for partnering with us. And I can't wait to get out there and do some hunting with you, my friend.
Thank you, Scott. We look forward to it.
All right. Thank you. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
If you want to save money on a new Chevrolet, you're making a big mistake if you don't shop Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We have the lowest prices and the highest trade-in values. This month, we are offering 15% off most new Chevrolets. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at lynnlylechevy.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of FleshLaw.com. FleshLaw will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries. Call 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Get the money you need. FleshLaw, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
John Rush during the Afternoon Rush, weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
We are back. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We've got a lineup of guests out here. Wish we could get to more. We want to thank Aaron Casey, his wife, Jen, for having us out today, including John Rush, Drive Radio, his team, and as well as Sportsman of Colorado, and thank them for their support for our shows, for KLZ 560. And we appreciate it so much. And want to thank Alan for coming out. Nate Gilbert, the attorney. And Nate's number again, if you have any kind of wildlife issue, 407-761-4262. And Nate also handles a lot of the public things with Facebook and all the different things there as well. Now, the previous interview you heard, again, I had to tape that earlier in the week. But one thing Stan Baker, the owner of Hunt the Racket, wanted me to offer is this. Warren Watson is an exceptional shotgun instructor. So what they're going to do is, if you're one of the first five callers and you want to come out to the hunt on October 3rd at Hunt the Racket, and you want to come out there and do that, the first five people, they're going to set you up with instruction with Warren Watson that day, absolutely free of charge. The number you need to call, 303-680-2462. Red, you write that down. You need some instruction. 303-680-2462, and that's for the first five people that give them a call. And, again, you're going to be hearing a lot more about Hunt the Racket. And, you know, you heard a previous ad in the segment, Kiowa Creek, and they're a terrific partner for us here in Colorado. But this gives a great partner for us outside of the state. And, again, just really enjoyed meeting Stan and Mike, another member of his team, and looking forward to doing more with them. Well,
you know, Scott, on that interview, Stan said, you know, halfway through they take a break and they go in and they talk about the ones that get away. You know, you and I wouldn't have anything to say.
Exactly. What would we talk about?
Right? They'll never get away from us.
Well, let's go to the phones real quick here. Our good friend, partner on the show, Kevin Flesh, is calling us from Valdez, Alaska. Kevin, I got John Rush here with us, Red Merrill, and myself. How are you, bud?
We're good. How are you, Scott?
We're doing awesome, man. Well, man, when I got your text, it sounds like you guys had a great trip.
We did. We had an awesome trip. We're just coming back into the harbor now and tying up the boat. We've been out for 4 or 5 days, and, boy, we had the family up here, and Summertime Charters did an awesome job for us with Rod and John and showed us just a fantastic time. Now, we bought the weather package. I know you guys didn't buy that weather package when you came up here the last time.
You got to do it all.
We did. We saw the glaciers. We saw sea lions and sea otters. And we had the first morning out. We had a whale that was breaching out into the harbor, out into the main part of the sound, and caught a bunch of salmon. And We've just done it all. We got some shrimp. We've had shrimp and salmon one night, and it's just been a spectacular trip. It's one of those things where, you know, we saw a bunch of folks going out in those sort of cattle drive boats going to see the glaciers and everything else. This is a completely different, it's just a different experience because, you know, you get the boat to yourselves and two very capable captains, and they take you around and do what you need to see when you've got the good weather.
I want you to get on a scale when you get back because I'm telling you, the way they feed you on that boat, you'll probably go up a pound or two.
Well. Yes, that's exactly
Absolutely.
Right. We had lots of activities with lots of food, exactly.
So, Kevin, John Rush here, are you going to bring us any treats on the way back, or are you just going to keep all that to yourself?
So we may have some treats on the way back. We caught a bunch of silvers yesterday and packaged those all up last night on the boat. So they were, you know, we got those in packaging and frozen right away. So we may have some salmon on the way back that we can bring you.
Yeah, you are. All I'm going to say is we're very, very envious of where you're at and what you're doing. But I know you've had a great time. So hey, you know what? That's what matters.
We have, and Scott. Rod is here. He'd like to give a little update for everybody out there if they're interested in coming up here to Valdez.
Absolutely.
Do you have time? All right, here he is.
Yeah, absolutely. You bet. Put him on.
Hey, Scott, it's Rod.
Rod, hey, now, you Scott. Did not tell me about that weather package we could have purchased.
You know what? I figure you got to learn the hard way. That way you have to come back.
Well, we would love to. So tell us a little bit about Summertime Red. Alaska Charters. And, Red's here too.
Well, yep. Hey, Rod.
All right, great. Hey, Red. Yep, we had a great trip with Kevin and his family. So we're in Valdez, Alaska. We have a liveaboard boat, and it's just great for trips that we go out and stay on the boat, do all this great sightseeing and activities and fishing that we have up here in Prince William Sound. Like I said, we had a great trip with Kevin and his wife and family. His daughters were along, and we had great weather, got to do everything we wanted to do. And in fact, this morning when we were anchored up at the last night on the water, after we pulled anchor and started heading back, I heard a lot of, do we have to go back today? So.
Well, that's great. And what's the best number, Rod, if people want more information about doing a trip with you?
They can. You can actually call my number. I have a Colorado number. It's 303-929-6889.
All right, 303-929-6889. And again, if you're looking for some, forget the Disneyland, Disney World. Go to Alaska. I promise you it'll be a great time. We'll get Kevin on. Matter of fact, I may just let Kevin do a show with his family and so they can talk all about it when he returns and gets rested up there. But, Rod, we appreciate it. And, man, thank you for what you did for us last year, and we're so glad Kevin and his family got to come this year with you.
Yeah, no problem. I'm gonna hand the phone back to Kevin. We're tying up the boat right now, so I'm gonna get off, and thanks for your time, Scott.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, thank you, bud. You back with us, Kevin?
Yep, I'm here. Absolutely.
All right, good deal. Well, I tell you, I told Rod, I think what I'll do, you guys pick a Saturday that you and your family want to do Sportsman of Colorado, and I'll just turn it over to you and let you talk about your trip.
Yeah, and have the girls tell some stories, absolutely.
Well, that's cool. Well, man, we'll look forward to getting you back in town, and thank you for your support for, Rush to Reason, Drive Radio, Sportsman of Colorado, and your support for KLZ, and we'll look forward to seeing you, but more importantly, getting our treats from you.
Absolutely. You guys have a good rest of your show.
All right, man. All right, thanks. That's Kevin Flesch.
Yep.
Tell you, great guy and a super good attorney. If you're looking things in personal injury, criminal law, Kevin's number is 303-806-8886. And just a great, great guy and a good outdoorsman.
Well, guys, we got to get out of here. We want to say a lot of thank yous. First of all, thank you to John Rush and Drive Radio for coming out and letting John let us scoot into his equipment and all. And he stayed an extra hour with us, so we appreciate that. You know, catch our shows during the week. We do Haystack Help Radio from noon to 1 every day. John does Rush to Reason 3 to 6. And just I promise you, there's not another show like John's show, I believe, in this Denver market where you really get a host that's really – you know, up to date on things that's happening, you know, a lot in our state, and cover some national issues as well. But you'll hear some great guests on a lot of our sponsors that we have. And, you know, we even share some sponsors because we just want to find the right kind of people that, you know, believe in what we're doing and we believe in what they're doing. And that's what it's all about. So catch John's show Monday through Friday. That's 3 to 6 Rush to Reason. I want to thank Aaron Casey, his wife Jen, Phoenix Weaponry. Come out and see them, 1840 Skyway Drive. This party's going on till 9 o'clock tonight. Their number is 720-340-2496. I want to thank Alan Stack, Stack Optical. Go by and see Alan. Check on the Stack Sport Pack. I'm going to throw in a lot of numbers at you, but Alan's number is 303-321-1578. And then Hunt the Racket. Again, you're going to be hearing a lot more about these folks, and this is going to be a terrific partner for us, and we may put together a Sportsman of Colorado hunt, take a few folks out there with us in Nebraska. But this is going to be a great deal. And remember, the first five people that sign up to do their European shoot on October 3rd, you'll get some extra instruction from one of the best, Warren Watson, with your shotgun shooting. Call 303-680-2462. That's 303-680-2462. For everybody out here at Phoenix Weaponry, my friend John Rush, Red Merrill, Alan Stack, have a great day and enjoy the rest of your Saturday.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.